As we enter into February of this new year of 2023, we are breaking through energetic barriers in very powerful ways. This month is all about easing into your inner truth so that you may be open and allowing enough to receive the information and inspiration needed to move through these energetic barriers. Sometimes the energy of breaking through comes through that tough feeling space. When you feel like you're in between a rock and a hard place is what kept coming through. In between a rock and a hard place is what many people are feeling. If you feel stuck, if you feel unsure of what is being asked of you in order to take those next steps, this is exactly where so many people are in order and where you need to be in order to get the breakthrough that you have been asking for. Ease through all of this external discomfort. Ease through your external questions and your external awareness and bring everything internal. Feel softness and expansion internally, even if you may be feeling resistance and constriction externally. If you can get yourself into a spot of this receptive mode, meaning feeling allowing, feeling open, feeling expansive internally, it is there that you will find your alignment with the wisdom that will bring you through this tough space and into the breakthrough. Sometimes it's just about remembering our connection when we are in disconnection that grants us the greater insight to break free of the bondage that we are creating for ourselves. The energetic breakthrough with this month is specifically in the realm of abundance. Many people's tough spaces are in the realm of lack. There is immense cultivation of inward abundance because you've been working on it, but there is also great separation between this inward abundance and external lack. Meaning you've done a lot of healing work. There's a lot of acknowledgement there in terms of all of this healing that you've been doing to feel abundant and to feel free internally, to release a lot of the things that have been keeping you in bondage, but you have yet to witness this externally. Remember that more internal energy is needed to filter through external residue at this moment. Meaning that the energy of the external world is a lot more denser and more compact and compressed than the renewal of energy occurring internally, which is lighter and softer and more fluid. What this means is that the work that you're doing internally is slowly but surely filtering the energy of your external. You are a filter, and the more that you fine-tune your energy, the more you're able to filter your external environment. So think of water filters. There are standard water filters that only filter out simple things like chlorine from the water, but it lets a lot of the other stuff pass through. And then there are heavier duty filters that not only filter chlorine, but also purify the water, removing, 99.99% of water pollutants and contaminants. Your internal fine-tuning of your energy is fine-tuning your inner filtration system. You are like a water filter. You are a filter for your environment. You cannot not be that filter. You are placed in your environment to filter the energy because it moves through you. So going back to the water filters, standard filters that only filter out chlorine from the water, for example. If you take that example into a human form, you're going to mix a lot easier with your external environment, with a denser external environment, because the energetic frequencies are more in tune with each other. The density of the external environment is filtering through those standard filters. It's moving through your form. So manifestations, for example, can happen quite rapidly with the dense environment and your internal energy filter that is also receiving that dense energy from your environment. You're more on the same wavelength if you are, for example, a standard filter, still allowing a lot of those larger particles of your dense environment to move through you. However, more of you are becoming heavier duty filters, purifying the environment, removing 99.99% of the pollutants and contaminants in our environment. In other words, taking that density and turning it into light. And because many of you are holding more light in your physical forms, the filtration process is slower. Even with these heavy-duty filters, water filters, to filter the water through, you've got a lot of different, you know, chambers that the water has to go through. And so the filtration process is slower because it's filtering out more things. The filtration process through your physical form is slower, maybe, at this particular time, just because it's like oil and water in terms of your internal light and the external density, but it's more intentional. It's becoming a lot more intentional. It does not mean that manifestations are not coming your way. It just means that your internal energy is more intentional when it comes to manifesting in the external environment. The energy that you have utilized to filter your external environment is not in vain. You know that pouring your energy back into a dense environment is not going to be the best way or the most efficient way to use your light. It's similar to trying to light a candle in a thunderstorm. So you wait until the external environment becomes less dense through the process of your natural filtration system. And this occurs through your natural state of being, so that your inner and external environments can start to harmonize, so that it's not so much of an oil and water situation, but it's becoming more unified. So that when you are inspired to pour your energy out and create into the external environment, you know that your light will shine its brightest and be embraced where it's meant to be. This is also about utilizing your energy in the best possible way. When density is overpowering your inner light, it can often feel exhausting or draining to use your inner light. This is when you want to soften, you want to go inward, rest and retreat, fine-tune your inner frequency, and work on filtering more of the density in terms of your internal and external environments so that they can harmonize. You know that when density is overpowering your inner light, there is an imbalance there somewhere. So you want to soften and fine-tune that energy, and you do this through your state of being in ease and flow. Self-care, self-love, self-trust, self-compassion is also part of the ingredients towards your inner state of being in ease and flow. When you get to a point of feeling like your batteries are charged and the energy of your environment is lighter because you've gone through that filtration process of easing and flowing internally, you now feel inspired to create utilizing that inner light. And it will not feel like a fight to use your light or a resistance or an exhaustion to use that light. It will feel more natural, like it's just the next step, like it's something you're supposed to be doing. You will be inspired, you will be aligned, and because you spent time fine-tuning your energy frequency, you now know where your light is meant to be used. This is the breakthrough of February. It's not about receiving abundance through your external manifestations, but it's about understanding that your abundance is first cultivated from within. Your internal abundance is intentional and is fine-tuned through a process of self-integration and self-love and patience. Your abundance is an inner energy that many of you have been sitting on for a very long time. And the reason why you may not have felt the external confirmation of it yet is because your external reality was not ready to receive it yet. You see, it's not only about you receiving your abundance, but it's also about how ready your external environment is to receive your light to create whatever it is that you want. All is unfolding perfectly, and just because you have not yet seen the external validation of your internal abundance, remember that your ability to feel it is how you know it's there. It is the golden egg that you're sitting on, warming and nurturing it until it's ready to show itself to the world. And the moment that it's ready is also the moment that you know that the world is ready to receive it.